journalist Laura Logan recently interviewed Dr. Keith Rose, who has worked in clandestine U.S. intelligence operations for 3 decades and is now going public because he is concerned for his country. He said that within 2 weeks of America's hasty exit from Afghanistan, the head of the CIA met in secret with all of America's enemies.
During that week and a half before, there was an open source meeting, or people knew about a meeting, of the director of Central Intelligence at the time, Burns, was down there meeting with other officials and members of the Taliban. But I've talked to several people that have intimate knowledge of that meeting, and they're telling me, or they're asking the question, why were there 2 senior Chinese intel officials at that meeting? Why was Siraj Haqqani, who at the time we had a $10 million bounty from the State Department on him, at that meeting? And the other thing is, there was a senior official or senior officer from the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, who was a Quds Force commander that we're very familiar with from Iraq. He's a very, very competent officer. He was there. They didn't even use CIA personnel for security. They were so concerned, from what I'm hearing, about the people they were meeting with, that they used one of our tier one groups for security, and they kept them on the outside. They weren't allowed to listen in or anything.
And after the U.S. government abandoned trusted personnel and billions of dollars worth of weapons in Afghanistan, the communist Chinese secured it within 2 weeks.
Bagram Airfield, when we left there first, went completely black. It was dark. The people that were there said they landed two large Chinese transport planes landed with troops and secured that area.
70,000 jihadis have graduated from Afghan terrorist training camps in just this year alone.
These are actual terrorist training madrasas?
Right. Madrasas that train people on small arms tactics, on bomb making, on basic intelligence tradecraft. And we know for a fact, because we have several assets in all over Afghanistan, that they graduated this year was their largest graduating class from all the madrasas. And these are for what they would call jihadis, guys that were going to go and fight the holy war. And they said they had over 70,000 graduates.
And not only did the U.S. leave behind weapons, it left behind biometric data and the kit required to make official U.S. passports.
The Afghans have the ability through their passport office to create biometric passports. Not only did we leave behind biometric equipment, but the intelligence services are responsible for setting up the passport office, let's just say documentation, stamps, and things like that. And there's been several questions asked, did we leave certain pieces of equipment that would be used in a passport office to authenticate passports behind? And my understanding, and from what I've been discovering, is we did.
Western nations are under attack from traitors within their own governments. The people of Ireland and the UK are beginning to stand up. In response, combat journalist Michael Yawn recently explained what typically happens within the native population when a nation is invaded.
When there is an actual invasion from an outside force, the minorities or people who feel that they've been downtrodden, almost in every single case, will join with the invader. In fact, I can't think of one where they did not. That concerns me greatly with the United States, because we are clearly being invaded, and it's clearly going to intensify, for instance, with the Chinese. And many people will join the Chinese, including a lot of white people, by the way, will join up with them, and already are, including our government, which has joined with Israel and China and Ukraine, right, basically globalists, right, and not us. And so the police are going to have to pick a side. Right now they are picking a side. They're picking the anti-British side, or the anti-Irish side, and that's a losing battle. That means you end up dying as a police. You'll end up dying. Your police stations will be burned down, or you'll run.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available.
It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Monday, August 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. With you live from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Say, not a huge weekend of news. Just looking at news this morning, we're basically picking up right where we left off. Tim Walz, stolen valor, killing babies. J.D. Vance going on the Sunday shows. That was pretty good. Some updates to the Trump campaign. As people seem to think it is in some trouble. Apparently, she's getting big crowds when she's holding free concerts with world-famous pop stars. We'll get into all of that. We'll get into all of that and more, and we'll look at some of the photos over this weekend that were claimed to be AI-generated. It's all very strange. We'll get into it. Let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 12th of August, 2024. Jaguar won't sell cars for a whole year as it ramps up EV-only rebrand. Jaguar is set to embark on a daring strategy move as part of its transition to become an exclusive EV brand. The company says it won't sell a single car for a whole year. The British marque has pledged to become a luxury all-electric brand from 2025, but to do so, it says it will need to take a 12-month hiatus from the market. So that's over. So I think that's going to be over for Jaguar, I think. I wonder if they'll ever actually make cars again. I would be surprised. This, of course, is being mandated by governments who are using their ability to control the market to demand every car be electric, knowing full well that we don't have the electricity to actually power every car being electric, meaning that you're not going to own a car anymore, meaning that their desire of you owning nothing and having everything in your life be rented is not something that they're suggesting, that they're proposing as a positive way to live. It's something they're just doing, and you're going to have to deal with it. Moving on, U.S. sends carrier and missile submarine to Middle East as Iran tensions grow. Washington is building up its capabilities in the region to deter Iran and defend Israel amid concerns of wider escalation. The U.S. is sending a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is speeding up the arrival of an additional aircraft carrier as the region braces for possible Iranian response to the killing of Hamas's political leader in Tehran. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told his Israeli counterpart Yoav Gallant by phone Sunday that the deployment strengthened the U.S. military posture in the Middle East in light of recent tensions and reflect a commitment to take every possible step to defend Israel. Why American blood should be spent to defend Israel? Well, you'll have to ask the Jews in charge, I guess. This is completely avoidable, totally unnecessary. And by the way, we are rocketing towards World War III while our commander-in-chief is out of commission. We don't even know where he is. Last I saw, he was lying like a beached whale on the beach in Delaware, but he just disappeared. Remember, he was running that campaign like 3 weeks ago, and we're being assured that he was perfectly capable of running the country. Now he's literally just lying somewhere on the ground while they're leading us towards World War III. So that's our world now. Meanwhile, new documents show the FBI implemented nationwide social media monitoring ahead of the 2022 midterms. America First Legal has disclosed documents obtained through a lawsuit against the FBI and Department of Justice, accusing them of concealing federal records that detail government-sponsored censorship by the Biden-Harris administration before 2022 midterm elections. The documents revealed the FBI's National Election Command Post had compiled lists of social media accounts posting what they considered misinformation extending from New York to San Francisco. That included Right Side Broadcasting Network, cited by Mike Taibbi as a target for additional action by the FBI. Because that's what the FBI is now. The FBI is now the Stasi. It's not that complicated. They work exclusively to extend and empower the democratic control of the government, knowing that the Democrats are easier to manipulate and take advantage of. Meanwhile, Russia widens evacuations to second border region. Russian widens evacuations to second border region after Ukraine offensive. Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive, and Russia is losing some ground. Russia is evacuating residents from a second border region as Ukraine continues its surprise week-long offensive inside the country. Some 11,000 people in Belgorod have been moved, Russian state media reports, because of enemy action near the border. Belgorod lies next to Kursk, where Ukrainian troops launched their surprise attack into Russian territory last Tuesday. Ukrainian forces have since advanced up to 18 miles inside Russia, the deepest incursion into the country since Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Kiev claims thousands of troops are involved. So this is showing that the delivery of the jet systems to Ukraine is having an effect. I guess what we can hope is that Ukraine can, you know, save a little bit of face, do a little offensive, you know, to show Russia who's boss, and then negotiate for peace. That's all we can hope for. Please, for the love of God, just negotiate peace now, because what we really don't want to have happen is this to continue to grow in intensity for the foreseeable future. But that seems like that's the goal of theirs. After all, they bring these new weapon systems into Ukraine. And the Russian response to this from Medvedev is just, okay, I guess it's time to take the gloves off. I guess Russia can stop going easy on Ukraine now. So it's just going to ramp up and up in this feedback loop of destruction until it consumes the entire world, unless we choose something else, unless we choose to not do that, in which case that won't happen. But the people in charge are choosing destruction. Finally, we have this. Kamala Harris is more trusted than Donald Trump on the U.S. economy. So you can just you can just kill us now. Like, I think we don't deserve democracy anymore. I think that's it. I mean, you've got Kamala Harris over the weekend making all of these claims. First of all, stealing Donald Trump's platform completely in a very bizarre way. Very bizarre in that they've spent the last several decades demonizing the very people that Kamala Harris pretends now to be the champion of, but also stealing the no tax on tips, you know, hallmark of Trump's campaign. But then she keeps giving speeches talking about what she's going to do to the economy as if she's not in power. This is, for all intents and purposes, this is an incumbent running against their own economy. It makes no sense. If this is true, and you can never really trust polls, but if it's true that American voters trust Kamala Harris to handle the economy better than Donald Trump, like, China can just take us over anytime. This fun little experiment in democracy has failed, and we got to find something else to do now, because what the hell? The survey conducted for Financial Times and the University of Michigan Ross School of Business is the first monthly poll to show the Democratic presidential candidate leading Trump on the economy since it began tracking voter sentiment on the issue nearly a year ago. 42% of voters said they trusted Harris to handle the economy, compared to 41% who put their faith in Trump. And I mean, do we need to go over the numbers? Do we need to go over the numbers? Like, under Trump, the average household was making $5,000 more, while under Biden, I don't even know what it is now. Like, 2 years ago, Americans, because of inflation, were paying $7,000 more for average, for like basic necessities. I guess people don't know this. I mean, it's one of those things you would expect people to be able to tell that prices have gone up. Like, you wouldn't think they would need the media to instruct them on what to think about their grocery bill being twice as expensive as it was before. But the media keeps telling people the economy is good. And even though it contradicts the evidence of their own eyes and wallet, it doesn't matter. I guess it just doesn't matter anymore. It's absolutely wild and incredible. And of course, this weekend has continued the loop going on in Britain, where they are arresting hundreds, if not at this point, thousands of people, even accidentally related to the riots. And people just standing on the sidewalk watching the riots because they were going on outside their house. Literally, you have people. There's one kid that just turned 18. Like, the day he turned 18, it was like his birthday, and he was out. And he was just like, oh, yeah, and I saw people on the street, and I went out to see what was going on. And now he's arrested and in jail and charged as an adult, while you've got just continual mobs of Muslim immigrants running around attacking British people in a really egregious way. And it just goes on and on. And of course, it's easy for this process to take place because the people they're arresting aren't actually bad people. They aren't actually doing anything bad. They never actually did anything bad. So they're in this mindset of like trusting the system, thinking that they're innocent, and thinking that's going to be reflected in whatever judgment comes against them. So they don't fight back. They're just letting themselves be led away because it's just average people. It's just normal people who, when the cops come and say, we need to question you, they just go, oh, okay, all right, yeah, great, let's do that. Not realizing that, I don't know, they were caught on some facial recognition camera smiling while a cop was attacked. So now they're going to go to jail for 5 years or whatever. It really is just beyond description. It is, what's happening there is just honestly horrifying. You had one guy, 26 years old, I believe father of two, maybe three, but he's got several young children. He posted something on Twitter that was a copy and pasted message from somebody else. And he said in this post, like, I'm not serious, you know, he like posts something and he's like, wouldn't it be crazy if I said this? Like, I don't actually believe this, but like, it's crazy that because this councilman's wife or something put something out that was like, burn the hotels, you know, screw all these immigrants. This 26-year-old kid, guy, father, posts that saying, I'm just making a point here. I don't actually believe this, but if this counselor's wife can say this, then so can I, kind of thing. Like, clearly indicating, and by the way, that post received 9 likes. 9 likes, and he is now in jail for 2 years. So his children will be without a father for 2 years because he sarcastically reposted something online that less than 10 people saw, or at least liked. And it really begs the question, like, what is publishing? I mean, it's one thing if you're like, I don't, you know, there are these laws that are made, I guess, ostensibly to stop people from like writing pamphlets and handing those out, like publishing books that have hateful stuff in them, or like, you know, doing some broadcasts where they're saying something offensive to some sort of, you know, wide audience. But if you just say something on Twitter and you have 10 followers and 4 of them see it, does that really qualify as like publishing hateful material? And if that's the case, then how is that different than criminalizing the speech at your dinner table. I mean, we have dinner with my family. It's, you know, it's usually more than nine people. Are they going to be arresting people for broadcasting because they speak to more than, you know, four or five people? And if not, then why arrest somebody for publishing something on Twitter that was only seen by four or five people? Where is the, you know, lower limit on how many people you express something to? Or does it even matter? I mean, we've seen videos of UK police arresting a woman for silently praying in her head outside of an abortion clinic. So maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it is just straight up thought crime. And it doesn't matter if you're spreading information to inspire racial hatred or whether you just are judged to have hatred in your heart and now you have to go to jail. Whatever it is, I think it's important to remember, and I just put a video in there, guys, trash-talking UK cops. It's important to remember that you actually do have rights. Yeah, UK government warns, think before you post amid threats to arrest citizens for offensive rhetoric on social media. And of course, they've been preparing for this for a long time. We've been reporting continuously on the incremental control that they've been grasping over social media companies in the UK, all over Europe, Ireland as well. But it's important to remember that even though you're not American, you still have rights in the UK, and you still have the ability to stand up against the police when they come for you if you haven't done anything wrong. And again, I think it's easy for the UK to arrest, you know, 1,000 people over the weekend because the people they're arresting are just normal people that didn't do anything wrong and who think, like, okay, I'll just go clear this. This must be a misunderstanding. I'll go clear this up. Only to discover that, you know, your child won't recognize you by the time that you see her again. Oh, yeah, they're threatening to extradite and jail U.S. citizens over online posts. Which obviously sounds ridiculous until you think about what the American government has been up to. Not all that different. And you could easily see a situation where the U.S. government complies with the U.K. government. Like, you know the way that they circumvent the First Amendment by outsourcing their censorship to private media companies. Why wouldn't they outsource their censorship to other nations? Like, is this not, they already outsourced their spying to other nations, right, through Five Eyes. That was a big thing with Donald Trump, where, well, we can't spy on Donald Trump, but maybe some of our friends overseas can spy on him, and then they can share the information with us. I mean, this is the modus operandi of the American government right now. If the First Amendment or the Constitution or whatever laws prevent them from spying on you directly, well, they just contact their friends at Twitter. Hey, can you send over his DMs? And they're like, yeah, sure, why not? You don't need a warrant. Getting a warrant would require justifying this in the eyes of the law. You can't do that. So you just ask the private company whose server holds all the information, and they just hand it over to you. Or they use Five Eyes, New Zealand, Australia, and UK, and others with America. And they just call up. They say, we can't spy on Donald Trump, but the UK can. Hey, UK, can you spy on Donald Trump and let us know what you find? So they simply outsource it. So who's to say that they won't find, you know, U.S. citizens that they find troublesome and extradite them to the UK? And they'll say, well, we're not violating the First Amendment. You have freedom of speech in America. We would never violate your First Amendment, but you have committed a crime in the UK, and we're just going through an extradition procedure. This is all perfectly legal. And that's the argument that they'll make, I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest. But all this is to set up this, because this is what's not typically happening in the UK, but should be. Trash-talking UK cops. Here's a UK cop just very politely asking for somebody to incriminate themselves and just come along for a quick little jail appointment. And the person just says no. And it can really be as simple as that. So let's watch this successful defeating of a UK cop by somebody who they just want to talk to. They just want to talk to for a little bit. Let's watch.
Would you,
I need to speak to you. Are you Robert?
What do you want?
I need to speak to you.
You're speaking to me now. What do you want?
Can you come to the door, please?
No, I cannot.
Why not?
I'm not obliged to come to the door.
Well, I need you to be interviewed. I sent you a letter.
Yeah, I got your letter.
So why didn't you come to the police station?
You what?
Why didn't you come to the police station?
It's not obliged to.
Well, I need to interview you, and if you don't come voluntarily, you might have to be arrested.
Okay. Arrest me then.
Well, I'm not going to do it now.
No, of course not. So get back in your car, and off you go.
Could you come to the door, please?
I just said no. What part of no don't you understand?
Well, I don't know why you won't.
I just told you, because I'm not obliged to. Nobody's statutorily obliged to go to a voluntary interview.
Well, it's your choice to come.
What part of voluntary don't you understand?
Well, the voluntary is your choice.
Exactly.
So if you don't,
and it's my choice not to go.
Well, yes, and then you'll be arrested, and you'll be taken to custody and interviewed there.
Fine. Then arrest me. But listen, Section 5 is a summary offence, right?
Okay.
You don't have powers under Section 17 to force entry into my house.
Right. Well, then we'll just have to wait until you are found on the street and arrested then, won't we?
Well, you just have to wait for that then, won't you?
Okay. Well, you'll be
all this. Oh, you know what? You know what gets me about you? This whole thing, the only reason you're here is because you feel that I've in some way diminished your authority by telling you off, and you can't stand it.
No, I've got evidence that you've committed Section 5 public order offence, and as a police officer, I need...
No, mate, I haven't committed any offence.
Well, I need to interview you about it.
So what's the point in the interview, then, if I'm not even going to talk to you?
Yeah, then you'll go to court, won't you?
So what's the point in interviewing me if I have no intention to talk... No. Yeah, get back in your car, go on, get lost, don't come back.
And he gets lost and he doesn't come back. It's a voluntary thing, and if you don't do it, we'll arrest you. Does this make any sense? Does any of this make any sense at all? And of course, it has to just go to the end of absurdity. Far-right disorder had clear Russian involvement, says ex-MI6 spy. Can you guess the spy's name? You want to know who it is that's suggesting that the far-right disorder in the UK has Russian involvement? It's the guy who wrote the Trump dossier, Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele says officials will look very carefully at online instigators such as Tommy Robinson, saying there is clear far-right Russian involvement in far-right riots, and security services will be looking closely at the instigators, a former head of MI6 Russia desk has said. They say it may go all the way to Farage. Just madness. Was the guy who stabbed the little girls, was he Russian? I mean, so much of this. It's like, what are you even supposed to say? What are you even supposed to say at this? Christopher Steele, the ex-spy who compiled a notorious dossier on Donald Trump's relationship with Russia, said the security officials would be looking very carefully at the people encouraging anti-immigration riots in the past fortnight. After a violent assault on children's dance class in Southport last month, rioters attacked mosques, police officers, and a hotel in Rotherham housing asylum seekers. The unrest was whipped up by far-right activists online who falsely claimed that a Muslim immigrant was behind the attack. So people who have been just abused by the immigration system for decades finally have enough when a dozen little girls are stabbed, three of them to death, by a second-generation immigrant. And apparently getting mad at that is evidence that Russia is involved somehow. Russia had to inspire people to care about their children being stabbed. You can't see how ridiculous that is. Nothing I can say can change your mind.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
In to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Hi, welcome back, folks. Just a lot to talk about today. We've got a lot of the UK to talk about. I'll talk about Wikipedia for a second. Things are changing on Wikipedia. And as much as folks has paid to social media companies being censorious or, you know, changing their rules for immediate political gain, Wikipedia is, of course, it's the compendium of knowledge for the Western world. It's treated in many cases as, you know, the authority of what's going on, and people tend to trust it. They tend to think it's wicked. It's like an encyclopedia. It just tells you the facts. Couldn't be further from the truth. And seems like the people who are running Wikipedia are having a field day right now. This from End Wokeness. J.D. Vance has had all of his awards scrubbed by Wikipedia. In July of 2024, you could see listed under his, you know, main profile biography, Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal, Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, Iraq Campaign Medal, Navy and Marine Corps Sea Service Deployment Ribbon, as well as others. And now those have simply been removed. On August 11th, if you check, you see one award for Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal. Which is somewhat interesting, which is pretty interesting. We see it here. This is a live shot of the video. Has it been fixed yet? His awards are back. His awards have been returned. There's even more. Navy and Marine Corps Sea Service Deployment Ribbon. So it looks like it's been fixed. So Wikipedia is like this battleground where editors and writers are constantly, you know, trying to outdo each other to get their view of reality up on the site. Friend of the show, Ian Carroll, noticed something interesting as well. That about 2 weeks ago, somebody at Wikipedia deleted all of the references on Bill Clinton's page to Jeffrey Epstein. This despite the fact that when asked about the Epstein, you know, blackmail ring, victims of that ring, victims of Jeffrey Epstein, would often cite Bill Clinton as the person that should be talked to. Like, this is like direct quote from the Epstein material that was released, where they would ask, like, so who was involved in this? And they'd be like, well, you should ask Bill Clinton. He was there every time. Bill Clinton was Jeffrey Epstein's best friend. Bill Clinton helped run it. He was like the second most powerful person in this ring. You should talk to Bill Clinton. And yet, if you go to his Wikipedia, what was previously an entire section of his page has now been eradicated completely. So let's go to this video by Ian Carroll at, he's the canceled clothing company. So here's what he found about Wikipedia. Let's watch.
Dude, they're deleting Epstein connections off of Wikipedia right now. I was working on something for a little documentary today and went to go and look at Bill Clinton's Wikipedia page to get the number of times he flew on Epstein's plane. And it turns out that Epstein is only mentioned one time on Bill Clinton's Wikipedia page. And it's in the footnotes in reference to Jennifer Epstein, Clinton family speeches, netted as much as $26 million. Excuse me? So I went to the Wayback Machine and found out when did they delete all of this. Because it used to mention Epstein 47 different times. Because there used to be a whole section about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, which was, shall we say, extensive? And so it turns out, sometime on July 22nd, someone deleted all of Bill Clinton's connections to Jeffrey Epstein from Wikipedia. And ever since July 22nd of this year, no Wikipedia editor has saw fit to change that. That is despite numerous witnesses extensively documenting Bill Clinton's friendship with Epstein and his indulgence in the services. That is despite Bill Clinton threatening news publications for talking about it. Bill Clinton being photographed numerous times with his buddy. Bill Clinton being photographed with girls. Jeffrey Epstein literally had this painting of Bill Clinton in his apartment. Can't imagine what that means. But it's just weird timing. Why do you think Bill Clinton is having his Epstein section deleted from Wikipedia right now? I mean, all that I can come up with is Hillary's up to some shit. But what do you think is going on? All right, never mind. I thought a little bit more about it. And as I was about to publish this, there's one more really obvious reason why that might be happening. I think it's a little too easy to forget. And on several occasions, the dude was a sexual blackmailer for Israel, for Mossad. He used kids to blackmail people for Israel.
And not just that,
Bill Clinton.
By the way, when I went on with one of the Epstein survivors on a show on Blaze, she said that she was introduced to Jeffrey Epstein as the King of America, the real president of the United States, Jeffrey Epstein. And he was with Bill Clinton when they were introduced. Now, apparently it's been returned, and there's another page from Bill Clinton's biography on Wikipedia, post-presidency, where some of his stuff about Epstein is included. Again, that's what happens is, you know, Wikipedia is not a permanent record of anything. Things will get removed and they stay gone until somebody notices and puts it back. But Wikipedia has been and remains a major battleground of the information war. And it's been controlled since its inception by liars, by people who lie. Meanwhile, I should mention this. Trump is returning to Twitter. Former President Donald Trump will return to Twitter tonight in an interview of the century with platform owner Elon Musk. The interview will air tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time via the @RealDonaldTrump Twitter account. This will be Trump's first substantial posting on the platform since being suspended from it in the wake of the 6th of January, 2021, and then reinstated after Musk took over. Trump's only made one post since his reinstatement, posting his mugshot taken in Fulton County Jail. The interview was announced last Tuesday by Trump on his social Trump social account. A post from Team Trump account on Sunday evening reminded users that the interview is taking place and that it promises to be a blockbuster. And we will actually be covering this. I'm not sure how many people will be here, but I know Chase and I will be here tonight at 7 Central Time to cover this and listen into it and provide commentary. Musk, of course, fully endorses President Trump and did so after the assassination attempt. And for a long time, we've been saying Trump needs to be back on Twitter. This election is too important for him not to be using this major and important platform. So hopefully once he goes on today, he'll just be back. It would be amazing to have Trump back on Twitter, and his account at least has actually posted several posts since then with links to a list of 20 things Trump is going to do to make America great again. His 20 core promises. Very strange website layout, which I guess it's meant for mobile. But they're the, you know, 12 things or 20 things that would obviously be good for America. And it's good that he put this out, because now we have a list of things that when Kamala Harris pretends they're her idea, we can go and point to this list and prove that she stole these concepts, like she did with no tax on tips. We'll get into that on the other side as well. Because it was February of last year that the IRS just started going after tips. But now she's the one against it. Everything is a fraud. It's very strange.
I'm in a paradox, or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamin Refusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Back, folks. Sticking with American politics. For the next little while. I don't know. I mean, the fact that they're saying Kamala Harris has more trust on the economy than Donald Trump, I mean, it just makes no sense. None of this makes any sense, but you know, who am I to question the polls? You have Kamala Harris adopting Trump's style in like every different way. They're releasing like camo hats. It is very strange. It is very, very strange. And again, the strangest part of all of it is that she has not given an interview since she was ordained as Democratic nominee. And she's given a couple speeches, or let me say that correctly. She's given the same speech a couple times. Yeah, and there's lots of speculation about her crowd sizes being AI. I don't think they are. I think you have to be careful about things like that. It's the boy who cried wolf, right? If you claim that crowd sizes that are real are AI, well, no one's going to believe you next time, and maybe it is AI next time. And again, I think it's like so much could be helped by people understanding basic, like the physics of cameras. People don't understand this. And I know, we've made the mistake here, but like so many times I'll see things, it's usually the QAnon people, that are pushing it, where they'll show like two different videos and they'll be like, look, this is all fake because these two videos don't match. And it's like they don't understand focal distance. Like when you zoom in a lot, the background comes closer and it looks distorted. It looks weird. So like right now, people are showing images of, you know, a jet and you can't see the crowd in the reflection of the jet. That's because the camera is really far away and it's zooming in past the crowd to the jet. And so it looks like the jet is right next to the crowd and you should be able to see reflections if the crowd was right next to the jet. But in reality, there's like at least 100 yards between the jet and the crowd. So you're not going to be able to see the reflection because it's so far away from the jet. But that's an incredibly far zoom lens, meaning it pulls the, like, just look up Hitchcock zoom. You can see this effect. It's that classic, and everybody's seen it, even if you don't know what it is. And it's achieved by moving the camera towards an object while you zoom out, meaning that the object itself stays the same size, but the background either grows or shrinks as you move the camera. So it's focal distance and it's focal length. Yeah, so see, he stays the same size. You see how the background looks like it's moving farther and farther away? That's because they're zooming out while moving towards him, giving that effect. So when you're zoomed really far into something, it looks like they're close together, but they're not. It crushes the image and makes everything look like it's close together. So that's why there's no reflection on the jet. There was a crowd there. There's video of the crowd there. It was definitely there. And from a different angle, you can see that they weren't very close to the plane. So really, it's just, you know, understanding this sort of stuff. Yeah, that's the classic example where the background shoots away while the main subject stays in the frame. But that's just an effect that's used. But you can see it yourself. It doesn't really work on phones very well because usually they have digital zoom, which is just multiplying it's just zooming in on the pixels. The focal length doesn't actually change. When you have an actual lens, you can see the way that this changes things. So again, you got to just like, it might look a little bit suspicious, but you got to think about it for a second. You got to think, well, wait, is there a reason why the reflection doesn't appear on the plane? A reason more, you know, understandable or explicable than creating AI crowds? Like clearly she has a crowd. Yeah, there's the video of the crowd at the plane. You can't really see the reflection in the plane, but they're there. That's not AI. That's a real image. So you discredit yourself by claiming that's AI. Trump has discredited himself by claiming that this is AI. And look how crowded it looks. I'm sure if you had a higher angle view of this, you'd be able to see that they're, you know, not as crowded it is. See how far zoomed in that was? See what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about here. I told you that was a zoomed in video. I told you that was a zoomed in image. And that's what happens with zoomed in images. The background gets crushed. Okay. So that's just one of the things that happened this weekend is I guess Trump himself was saying that this was AI and it definitely wasn't. And so everybody's making fun of him for it now. You really should be more careful about that. But I don't know. It seems like Trump is being tricked in a lot of ways these days. It's kind of sad. I mean, Trump, I don't exactly blame him. I mean, he's dealing with so many millions of things and he should be able to trust people around him, but they're all lying to him relentlessly. Jake Shields posted this, and well, even this is a little bit strange. So this is a post from Trump on Truth Social. He says, we're just informed by Microsoft Corporation that one of our many websites was hacked by the Iranian government. Never a nice thing to do. They were only able to get publicly available information, but nevertheless, they shouldn't be doing anything of this nature. Iran and others will stop at nothing because our government is weak and ineffective, but it won't be for long. What Iran doesn't realize is that I will make the world a better and safer place, and that's good for them also. They're telling him that Iran was behind the assassination attempt. Iran is hacking his websites. I really hope to God that he is just playing some game. I like that last sentence gives me a little bit of hope, right? What Iran doesn't realize is that I will make the world a better and safer place, and that's good for them also. It's not really the type of thing you say to somebody that you're going to go to war against. That doesn't make any sense. It'll be a safer, the world will be a safer place for you too. Once I kill you, I mean, that doesn't jive. So I hope to God that he is just pretending to believe this stuff in order to, you know, trick the neocons and the Israeli activists into treating him nicely, not actually intending to go to war with Iran once he's president. But it's a bad look either way. And it's totally contrary to who Donald Trump was for the entirety of his political career. Said it a million times. The only reason I ever needed to give for voting for Trump in 2016 was that he's anti-war. And nobody could argue against me. Nobody had a foot to stand on when it was Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And the people would be outraged. You're voting for Donald Trump? Why? How dare you? Why would you do that? I said, well, I don't like war. And Hillary's going to get us into war and Trump isn't. And everybody knew that was true. I mean, it was just undeniable. Trump was the anti-war candidate. Now he apparently is the pro-war candidate, despite the fact that we are going to war right now under the current administration, the vice president of which is running against him. So it doesn't make any sense, obviously, but nothing else does either. So why should this be any different? So Trump's just getting tricked left and right is how it seems to me. Trump's being told Iran is after him. He's being told Project 2025 is bad and he should reject that. The hacking of presidential campaign begins with the usual fog of motives. Microsoft said a high-ranking official at the president campaign was a hacking target. Yeah, Microsoft. Very trustworthy, right? We'll get into on the other side some of the controversy that continues to spiral around Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance went on a bunch of Sunday shows yesterday and did, I thought, a fantastic job. Really proved that he's the right guy to be second in command under Trump. He's got the command necessary. That's really fantastic. So we'll show you some videos from that and talk about some pretty troubling statements made about Tim Walz and his stolen valor as that candidacy struggles to overcome this self-imposed hurdle very early on. We'll be right back. Money.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid, and it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4 to give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get t-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.